Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO Exclamation Point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendars, playing cards, and so much more. Also, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist and an empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to do everything she says, not only be afraid to try it, but like it as well. She introduces you to your fantasies with your freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words and all the right scenes set for you to enjoy and be happy. She has the recipes ready to well-seasoned words to add spice into your love life. You have the liberty to exhibit an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate, hitting all the right spots. And while doing so, enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character while creating the space to places of pleasures beyond your imagination with no embarrassment and no judgment. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so you can experience the displays of her words, written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, you need to get ready right now because our topic is Confession Chronicles. Be true with yourself. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be ready, may be necessary, but, you know, we also have a paddle, we have a whip, but you know what else we got? We got Miss K on the line. Miss K, how you doing? Oh my gosh, I asked you a question. You was like, oh, blah, dot, dot, dot. And I was like, okay.
That was 2 weeks
that
ago.
That was like 2 weeks ago. So how did that happen? How did that get past me like that? I guess, you know, I was so busy celebrating. But even in the midst of my celebrating, I usually, you know, do some things. But what's going on with you?
I gotta give you so much credit because this was the first time your birthday in the last 2 months. So let me clap for you.
You know what?
Yay! I'm so proud of you.
Don't do that.
I'm so
don't
proud
do that
because
you know I'm sensitive. You know I'm sensitive.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But that's evolution. That's, you know, when you grow into a space, you know. So I'm just so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? So how is it being a big five?
Oh, my gracious.
Girl.
First off, I was mad that I didn't receive no anything from AARP so I can get my card so I can start getting discounts. Because I was like, yo, I'm going to Bodega with my card. Yeah. And was like, give me my discount, my
discount.
20%. But I clearly feel a difference
And I feel it in my behavior, in the way I think, in the way I move. And when I say, like, in my behavior, I've done some things that I would have normally never done or maybe would have done, but just not right now or right when I did do it. So I was just like, oh, okay, this is new. I kind of like this, and it feels good. And then it's just like everything I was saying was, I'm 50 years old. I don't got to do shit. When you get to be 50, you get to call out stuff. You get to say what you want. And I was like, you know what? I kind of feel like I'm grown now. Not that I wasn't before, but I was saying before I was an adult. But now I'm officially grown. Like, you know, I feel like the elders, but not an elder, who can say things out their mouth and I dare you to say something because I'm grown, grown. That's how I feel. But it feels good stepping into 50, like, yes. And then it made me more conscious of, okay, what am I doing? What is my next steps? And putting things in order. You know, some of the things that I procrastinated about, it made me more conscious to actually, like, put them in order and get myself together because this is real. This is very real. And, you know, no one told me what it's like stepping into 50. I just went in blindly. It was like, ta-da, I'm here. Now what? So, but what's been going on in your world in the past 2 weeks? Well, a lot of things have changed. I had to leave my job because of some colorist and racist stuff that had been transpiring. And I was disappointed. I was really hurt at first because I really liked the job, but it wasn't. I was like, it's not worth it if it's going to be at my expense, mentally and emotionally. It was that I just removed myself from that situation. It just wasn't healthy. I was disappointed, you know, came from another, from a POC. She was the primary reason why I had to get out of there. And it's disappointing when you have to deal with other people of color who discriminate against you. Because
but you
they
know
have
what?
Issues.
But sometimes you have to look at that as your training experience. Because it will teach you or prepare you for when you see it again. Because, you know, you probably have been seeing it all along before, but just never really paid attention to it. But now with it being blatant and hitting you, it makes you change, some things.
No, you know what? No, what this is the end of a cycle. That's what it is. Because I've always been confronted with something, and it's always had to do with either BIPOC or POC women. It's always, when it always comes down to me and my job, there's always an issue with either Black women or Latino women. And I'm talking about this goes back 20-some-odd years. Like, I've always had a problem. Like, you know, you might have guys on a job who might bother you, harass you, whatever. My issue hasn't really been with men. It's always been with women. And it's because they lack whatever. So they become
intimidating,
like mean girls. Of course I am. I know I am. But I don't – see, this is the thing. I know my spirit is a very big spirit. And I know a lot of people don't know how to handle that or take that. Okay. But I always try to present myself as a warm and kind person. I don't try to – bully or use what I know about myself to intimidate people. Like, that's not what I try to do. You know,
well,
I choose to be nice. Thing. People feel that when you're a nice person that you're a pushover and, you know, and they could just take advantage of you. But you have to understand when a person is nice, it's because they make a conscious choice to be. Not because they have to be.
Well, you know what? The best thing you can do is you make the executive decision for yourself, and that's one that you did, and, you know, you made that choice, stand by it, and
absolutely,
do what's best for you. The good thing is you have that opportunity, as well as everyone, have that opportunity to make an executive decision for their life.
Absolutely.
As opposed to someone making it for you. You can do that.
Right.
You have the narrative of your life, and you can change it at any time. So,
right. And
you
I
know,
did that.
The good thing
and
is
exactly
you recognized it and you did that. And so here we are today, and ta-da.
And I'm good. I chose me, and I'm good. So I'm
okay,
happy.
Well, there you go. You choose you always. You never can go wrong.
That's right. You're right.
Well, let's get on into tonight's topic. It's called Confession Chronicles. Be true with yourself. And that just brought it right on in.
There you go.
That you were true
perfect
with
segue.
Yourself. Right on in there. Okay, and it's interesting because no one answered this question in the group, so, you know, it's on you and I. And usually what I try to do, sometimes I try to answer the right answers to the questions or at least keywords so, you know, I can have something. But I did not do that with all the questions. Some of them I just, like, put little doodads. But this one I didn't answer, so I don't know what I'm going to come out my mouth. What's going to come out my mouth. But the first question is, how do you know you are ready for a relationship? Did I stun you?
No. Well, I'm trying to formulate the answer. Okay, how do I know I'm ready for a relationship? I think because my personal goals that I have for myself, they're all checked off.
Okay.
So if there are certain things that I wanted to do for myself, like if there's things that I wanted to, like, you know, work on my credit, or if there's, you know, save up some money, whatever the case may be, whatever personal goals I have for myself, I've completed those goals. And then I would find myself in a position, because I think even with date, like if you're ready to date or ready for a relationship, which means you have to date, you need to have something.
Right.
You
have,
some
to prepare yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that should be like a goal. I mean, I don't think anybody should just go out there, you know, you ain't work in 6 months and now you're trying to find somebody. Like, no.
You know, right, you need to
get
yourself together first.
Get a job. Yeah. Focus on you. Get stuff together. You know, get you together first. And then, you know, once you checked off those things that you, then you could proceed out there. I think people just think it's a God-given right. It's like, it's just my right to go out there and be in a relationship. And it's like, no, there's criteria that you need. You know, there's criteria that you should follow. Get some counseling if you never did. Please get counseling. You know,
right, because
get counseling.
Only thing
clean,
you're
going to
do
clean
is
that stuff
just
up.
Bring the
and
same,
mm-hmm.
the same everything, and you're just unpacking the same suitcase. Well, you're repacking the same suitcase, and you're not even unpacking it. You're repacking it, just shifting the stuff around, and not pulling it out and doing the laundry with it, or pulling
no,
it out
dumping
and discard
it. You dumping it on that new person. You done packed
and
the suitcase. You repacked it, and
that
is
it so unfair
person.
That
it
the
is.
New person had to come into this. It's so unfair to them. But, you know, that's what people do. So you got to be mindful about that. And, you know, that leads me into write what I would say for myself with the same question. How do I know that I'm ready? Because I think I've completed my self-cleansing. Like, I had time to work on me. And I had time to work on me without distractions. So... and found fault in things that I may have done or how I could have done things better. You know, granted, I always say No, I'm sorry, I had to squeeze my lips. I always say that I'm right, and I'm always right. But the reality of it and the truth in the statement that I'm making, I'm not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I need to be corrected. And
mm-hmm.
I've been doing that. I've been correcting myself, and I'm like, checkmate to myself. Like, come on, you know, this is what you got to do. You got to do better, or, you know, this is what you need to do different. And I've also learned how to communicate. Not saying I didn't communicate. Years ago, I would say I did not communicate. Then when I started communicating, my communication, like the choice words that I used or how I communicated, still wasn't totally clear. Either it wasn't totally clear of how I was giving it because they interpreted it. It was interpreted wrong, or it wasn't totally clear with how I presented it to the person. So I've worked on those things to make sure that, you know, I'm pretty clear on what it is that I'm saying that I want, need, dislike, and I'm pretty clear on the tone that I use and the choice words that I use. I learned that you can say the same thing, and depending on your tone and depending on the words you use and depending on your body, your gestures, the same information will have a totally different meaning to someone just by you changing those things right there. So I've worked on that, and I bid my time. So I'm sure, I know for sure that I'm ready for a relationship. I'm ready to put in a work for a relationship, even knowing that, you know, a lot of people, their relationships are not lasting, or marriages are a little bit questionable, or dating is scattered all over the place. Even in the midst of all of that, I'm still ready and I am prepared. And I believe what's for me will always be for me. So Mr. Right For Me, I'm
mm-hmm.
ready. So just come and snatch me up, because I'm in a position right now. This is where I need to be for me, and this is where I need
mm-hmm.
to be to put into a relationship. So come mm-hmm. on, sugar, mama ready. Mama ready. Next mm-hmm. question. What is an instant attraction? Well, in the group, we had a young lady. She put mindset and swag. I tell you, swag is a whole lot of everything. A young lady put eyes and eyes, sexy lips, mouth, and that New York swag. I tell you, it's nothing like, even though a man may have swag, it's something about a New York swag that swag is so different than any other swag there is. A young lady put me, another young lady put witty conversation, and Miss K put looks, smile, intelligence, smells, and grooming. Miss K, is there anything else that, you know, you may would like to add on to that?
But, you know, it's interesting because I don't, like, you know, sometimes a dude just has, I don't necessarily call it swag. A dude sometimes just has this presence. And it's like everything. Like, his presence is just so grand. And it's not so much that he's, you know, like the wish up shun. Like, he's not necessarily that. But he's like a man with his. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily call it swag for me. I just think he just has a presence or a certain persona that just exudes from him. I wouldn't necessarily call it swag because I don't know. Swag, I don't know. I guess swag just has a connotation of, you know, the pants hanging, and to me, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
when
see,
I think of swag,
it can.
Right. When
how
I think of swag, I normally
it.
Think of a dude with the fitted and the Tims and the you know, and not that he looks bad, but he looks stereotypical.
Right. But, like, when I think of swag, I think of, like, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they just smile, and the way they present themselves, how they can transform from being corporate or CEO or running their business to be down to earth and, you know, don't make you feel like you're beneath them or you're a peasant. It's just that not so much of, like, I don't think it's so much of the sagging pants. Now, a person can have swag, and because of how their swag is, they will be categorized in the hanging pants, always wearing Tim's, you know, the usual stereotypical type of something when, you know, you want to call it a quote-unquote hood man or something like that. Mm-hmm. But for me, my swagulation is a little bit different. So, you know, tomato, tomato, it's what it is.
All right. Right.
Okay. What five things someone needs to know immediately when getting to know you? A young lady, she put, one, I don't take no shit. Two, I'm as loyal to you as you are to me. Three, I don't have much time on my hands, so if I'm giving to you, know you're special. Four, I talk a good game, but we're not having sex anytime soon when we first meet. And five, I've been done all those things. Another young lady, one, do not lie. Two, say what you mean and mean what you say. Three, I am a Scorpio and I love hard. Four, you might not understand fully my gifts as a psychic medium and my spirituality, but you must respect it. And five, I am very positive. I absolutely do no negativity. I am bubbly and very happy and a loving person. Another young lady, hers is, not a fan of humans, and I just laugh because this person, she's really telling the truth. But if she likes you, she loves you. If she don't like you, trust and believe, you know she doesn't like you. So it's no, there's no gray area, there's no in-between with this particular person. Another young lady, she put, one, my facial expression don't always convey what I'm thinking, feeling. Two, my facial can and will convey what I'm thinking and feeling. I don't understand that because, but whatever. Three, I'm nice but not that nice. Four, I set boundaries. Five, Sundays are for self-care, my guys. Okay, and Miss K put, one, don't touch me unless I say otherwise. Two. Now, question, when you say don't touch you, do you mean not, is it just physical touch or trying to touch your soul or trying to touch your spirit or touch your mind or touch your heart?
Physical.
Okay.
Physical.
Okay.
Yeah,
physical. Two, speak to me with respect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Three, be able to have an intelligent conversation. Four, know a little bit about a lot. I really like that statement. That's, mm-hmm. for instance, you may not be into politics, but at least know who the damn president is or the mayor or, you know, the assembly people. You know, at least know something where if the conversation come up, you can put at least one or two sentences in the conversation. You're not standing there looking like womp-womp. And five, be truthful about who you are. Then we had a gentleman, all five of his says, I like sex a lot. All five of his.
Oh, God.
So
I think
it's,
I know,
assumed
who that, is.
That he likes sex. I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
What
I know
else
that
would
is.
You would you take from that? Is there anything else,
sure,
Kay, you would like to know? I mean, you would like to add on to what you posted?
No, that's about it. I mean, I just, you know, I'm a sapiosexual, so you have, your conversation has to be tight. You know, I get turned off very easily, you know. So what, if what you're saying does not compute, then it's like, does not
next.
Compute.
Okay, what are five things someone needs to know about LSO immediately when getting to know me? I would say that I'm loving but not naive. I'm trustworthy. I can seem like I'm very spoiled, but I work hard. I work hard for everything that I have, and I work for hard for things that I want and need, or things that I, you know, want to do. So, and I, it may not be so much as spoiled. It may be that I'm very much loved, and I'm reaping the benefits back of things that, that I've put out in the universe. They need to know that the foods that I eat, some things I'm not going to try, so please don't try to convince me, because it's something that you want me to do, or you feel that, oh, I need to step out the box and try this or do this because that's what you want. So respect that I said no. And sometimes you'll know if my no is on a cuff line of, well, maybe I can try it, or it's a flirtatious no, but it really means yes. But when I say no, trust that it's no. And I'm very family-oriented. So the person who comes into my life has to be family-oriented as well, because I love, even down to my 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th cousin, I love spending time with family. I love doing family things. And one of the things I miss now that my parents are gone is every Saturday we had a family day, every single Saturday. And sometimes we would have family day where we chose colors. You know, you have to wear this certain color, or you have to wear this certain outfit. And when we get there, we played. I would always make up some form of game. I don't know where the ideas or whatever come from. And to watch my mom just sit there and laugh at her kids, her grandkids, her great-grandkids, friends, boyfriends, husbands, or whatever. We're all in this house running around through the kitchen, the living room, the hallway, jumping up, playing games. So, you know, if someone can't stay in that same environment with me, then we're not going to last too long, because I'm very much family oriented, and know that if my family calls me and I can, I'm dropping and doing what needs to be done. And that's even for close friends as well. If you need me and you reach out to me, I'm there, period. You know, with no questions asked. So know that, you know, I'm a ride. I'm not going to say a ride or die. I'm a ride or ride. If this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing. But of course, y'all know I'm trying to be on schedule now with staying with playing music within a certain time. So we're going to play some music. But before we leave, before we go to play music, I'm going to leave y'all with this question, which is what makes you sentimental? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I've been all around the world in search of that one person.
Well, I'm glad that I stumbled across you.
Cause this people I knew is black. on black and white, on black and boys and blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
Go hold me in your arms. Try for forgiveness. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to send. Had something to you. Baby, feel so alone. Baby, it's driving me. Baby, remember when we were kissing? And the chills I used to get. Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue.
If only you knew what I go through.
I hurt you, I know. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same. But I'm still the same. Still the same.
I never have been to forever. You say things and things just become words.
I said sorry cause I know that I hurt. But I never meant to, just wanna be cool. I know that you're worth it.
At least that's what I.
Now it's a roller coaster, store by store. Don't know what to do. You know I love you. Wish I could undo past, but I can't. You want more than just a man. But please understand that you are my everything, and that will never change. The truth is pain, I am ashamed. Sometimes my heart fights with my brain. I'm sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. No, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same.
Welcome back, everyone. I know I can't sing, but I just be doing it just because. I know when we left y'all off with the question, what makes you sentimental? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put empathy, another young lady just about anything, another young lady remembering how on our birthdays my mom would call every morning and sing happy birthday, and Miss K said remembering the small things. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Miss K, is there anything additionally you would like to add on to that?
I guess, yeah. All right, so remembering the small things and doing things just because. Like, I don't like when things have to be, they're done
scripted.
Because it's customary. Yeah, like customary, you know. Like, just do things just because. Don't do it because, okay, everybody says it's Valentine's Day. So, it's Valentine's Day, so let me just do this. Like, no. Things should be done just because so much that when Valentine's Day come around, you don't even have to celebrate it. It's like, why
right, or you don't even know what to do now because you've done
right.
so much.
So much.
That spontaneity
right.
is a doozy. It's very
right.
much
right.
a doozy,
just have, just
and
because
people
day.
Fail to realize to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
People really fail to do those things, and it's sad, but, you know, sometimes you have to teach people how to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they don't know how to love, but they don't know how to love
right.
you.
Love you.
With them loving others, you're totally different. So they can't bring
mm-hmm.
to the table what they did with the next woman or what they did with the next man, because ta-ta-da-da, I'm totally different. So with me being
right.
different, you got to come differently at me.
Right.
So, Alyssa, what makes you sentimental? I would say knowing and feeling that I can be submissive and he has me and I have him.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you can be someone's all as well as they be your all, yet you still have your own identity. You still have your personality. You are still you. That your mate, well, for me, my mate comes as a compliment to me. He didn't come to make me. He came to compliment what I already have going on, and together we're a force to be reckoned with. Not, oh, I needed him to come to make me whatever. So that's just I. That's just I. Next question. What makes you smile from your heart? I don't know where I be getting these questions from, but I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm making myself think. In the group, a young lady put good old-fashioned laughter and cooking. If he can do that and cook, he's worth a shot. Another young lady, pure love between people. A young lady put me. Another young lady put sharing time with my grown babies. And another young lady put when my family comes together. So, Miss Kat. What makes you smile from the heart?
I would have to say, like, well, of course, great food. And, like, when media is coming together, absolutely. Yeah.
You know me. I just mentioned earlier how, you know, I am
right,
a family.
Family.
I'm a family-oriented person, so that right there within itself makes my heart smile. For instance, my great niece, she either lost a phone, broke a phone, or did something with her phone. She don't have a phone.
Mm.
So she has to use her mom's phone to call or text. So she didn't call me or text me on my birthday. And I'm a stickler. If you don't show me love on my birthday, I'm not going to show you love. I'm going to give you that same energy. And I'm not being, I'm not doing things as a tit for tat. I'm expressing myself is because if I can take the time out to set my alarm to make sure that I'm up at midnight so I can call you, you know, to be the first one to tell you happy birthday or throughout the day calling you and shouting you out and doing this and making you feel special on your birthday, if you don't take the same time out, and I'm not saying you have to do the same thing that I do. I'm not saying that. But if you don't take this time out to acknowledge my birthday, you know what? On your birthday, I'm not going to acknowledge you. I'm not. And it can be hashtag petty, or it can be tit for tat, or it can be whatever you want. But that's the way I feel it. I love that same love. I love that same energy when my national holiday come around. And when she finally got her mom's phone, she was like saying hello to me, was saying how she didn't have a phone. Matter of fact, let me find her message, because what she said, now her birthday is,
you gonna put her on
I think,
blast
Wednesday.
Like that? Ooh.
I am going to put her on blast like that. Why? Because she's going to be 13. So, you know, now she's the tween.
Ooh.
But she's going to be 13.
See, I thought you were talking about
my gracious.
You ain't even right.
No.
Right.
This is a kid, and oh, my gosh. Oh,
kid.
Wait a minute. Oh, I can't find it. Where did she write this at?
Good. I'm glad you can't find it.
Oh,
you
man,
that
I
baby
can't
alone.
Find it. Oh, you
leave
know what? Because I'm looking
alone.
On the wrong phone. No.
Leave
no,
that
no.
baby alone.
No, I want to tell
alone.
You
I
what
she
said
adult.
Because it's so... No, it's so sentimental. That's
okay,
why I want to
read it. I thought
it
was an adult, and I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, you will put it. I said, if it's an adult, then I understand. But she's a little tween.
Oh,
see that baby.
No. It's very sentimental. She said hey to me, and she put, I know I didn't say happy birthday on your birthday, but I did pray for you. Tell me that right there. You know she had my heart. She had everything. She had everything right there. Then she said, I've asked mommy if I can text you, but you know, dot, dot, dot. I was like, this little girl. And then she put, well, happy birthday, auntie. To many more, love you. And I was just like, that was just like so touching and sentimental. But she understood that. She know if I didn't hear from her for my birthday, she know her birthday is like a couple of, like 2 weeks after mine. I would not. I don't care if it's an adult or a child. I would not. And I made another, I made another niece cry like that. And she was an adult. She didn't call me for my birthday. And she had the audacity to say to me, I forgot. That's the wrong thing you should have said. You should have said something else, but other than you forgot, so that means you didn't take time to want to remember, but I remembered for you. So I didn't call her for her birthday, and she called. She was snotting and crying and all this other stuff. I bet you this year and every other year, she's on the phone calling me 5 minutes to the hour to make sure she get me on my birthday. But, and see, those are things like that right there makes my heart smile. One of the things that makes my heart smile. So I would say when the actions speak louder than the words, that's what makes my heart smile, because you've taken the time out to, you know, want to touch me with a gesture or some kind words or a text or a letter in the mail, something. That you took the time out to think about me and made something about me. So that right there touches my heart. It makes my heart smile. It makes my heart jump for joy. and I greatly appreciate that. Now, what does your mate do, or what have your mate done, like for those who are not in relationships such as me and Ms. K, that gives you butterflies? Well, a young lady put, don't have a mate, but a good foot massage gets me every time. Girl, a foot massage make you like, yes, what you want? Especially if you work standing on your feet. Another young lady put, hits my spot, dot, dot, dot. It's a spot on my neck. Ooh, girl, you better stop now. You better stop playing. Another young lady put, talk to me in his deep baritone morning voice. Okay, girl, that'll get you too. Keep going, that'll get you pregnant. Another young lady put, kisses me just cause. You know what, that kiss, even though I don't like kissing, but I like, because the mates that I had, they always loved kissing. So, I do it because it's more for them. Although I'm a great kisser, I don't know. I think we discussed this before. I just don't. I can do without it if need be. A young lady put, smile and the way he looks at me. And Miss K put, the long looks into my soul. When I read that, I said, well, damn, how deep you trying to go, sugar mama?
Mm-hmm.
And then she put, that deep passionate kisses, that deep heartfelt conversations. I said, ooh, Miss K, what the...
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
I was like, okay. So is there anything else that you would like to add on to that, Ms. K?
I mean, do I need to say any more? I think I say any more. I need a little too explicit.
Oh, well, hello. This is... show. This
know.
Is what we do. And we can do it.
I get that.
We can do it how we do it.
Honey,
you know, drop down and get the
hunty.
Evil one. Oh, okay. Yeah, she done went hunty on me.
Hunty.
Okay,
yes.
Well.
I'm talking about, you know, that passion that's so strong that he ain't even got to touch you, and you feeling it.
You
got chills and butterflies and everything.
And you know what gives me butterflies, too, as well? I wrote something out, but I just thought of something right now. Like, when you can read in a text from them the passion in it, or the text just makes you smile because as you're reading the text, you hear their voice saying that to you, so it's not just you reading it. It's like he's speaking directly to you through texting you. I look at my phone like, who are you talking to, mister? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, you better stop. Or like when he calls my name in like a sexy way, even if it's just plain or whatever, or he gestures for me to come to him in various different ways, I'm like, mister, you better stop because you're starting to play too much right now. You're starting to play too damn
too
much. You know, and you know your man look. If you don't know, you should know your man look. Where he can look at you and don't say nothing, and you just fall in line, or you just be like, So, you know, that's just little old me. Just little old me. So, next question. How would your mate describe you? In the group, a young lady put, most of my exes say that I'm wide and untamed, whatever that means. Yeah, I would like to know what that means, too, because I tried. For the untamed, I gave it a definition as far as, you know, maybe she's open to experiencing different things. So it's not like she's stuck in a box, oh, it has to be done this way, this way, this way, this way, or it won't get done. But the why part, I didn't quite get that. Another young lady put a queen, a genie, baby doll, twin flame. And another young lady put, oh, just text hubby this. Stay tuned. So I need to put waiting, dot, dot, dot. So she needs to know that we're waiting. We need to know what hubby said to her. Mm. So, you know, don't give us no half story. Mm-hmm. We need to know. You want to tell.
Right.
Ms. K, how would your mate describe you?
Oh, I guess I'm waiting too.
Oh, so you sent out smoke signal to someone?
I guess they would describe me as passionate, compassionate, empathetic.
Well, do you feel you are those things, or are you just saying things that you are and they need
no,
to say
I,
those things?
No, I mean, I've been told.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm compassionate. I'm empathetic. I am a good listener, amongst
okay,
other
I
things.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. K, I'm seeing you now. I'm seeing you.
I'm
okay,
like,
hey, ladies and gentlemen. Really? Oh, I forgot. I was getting ready to go and tell the people to hold on. We got to play some music, but I forgot. I need to answer this question as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm LSL. How would your mate describe you? He would say that he never wants to lose me.
Mm.
And for those that who did lose me, that was the worst mistake they ever made. But trust and know, I'm good. So,
speak on it.
Yes. Listen, I know what I brought to the table. Hell, I can bring the whole table and everything that goes on the table. So when I left, I took all of that back. Right. I took all of that back. And with that table, I made a home to put that table in. So if you didn't appreciate the home that was made with the table, then, again, that's on you. But we're going to leave y'all with this question, and we're going to go and play some music because I have to play music. What makes you and your mate compatible, or what would make you and your mate compatible? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Tell me no one knows how you can fly with those hands on high. take a picture and steal my soul. Change your face and tell me no one knows.
I'll tell you no one knows
how you can lie.
When I put together my first rhyme, assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me, I go to Touch Melon. For acting too bossy, I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like pop pie, I'm stronger with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag? Let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-been, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on.
Me, oh, this is what you won't let me fall. people always ask me, how do you do it? You know what I'm saying? What's my secret? Best I can tell you, fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your craft, never give up. You know what I'm saying? Stay on it, stay at it. Whether it take 5 years, 10 years, you stay doing that. You stay doing you. Stay being yourself. Don't try to be the next imitation. Be yourself. As for my story,
one paper night, OC at his basement. First time I seen the studio, and yeah, I laced it. First beat I ever made, had my man's face it. Face it, a young star is born and I can taste it. He threw the beat on paper like a cub, I got my grips and started. Retarded, but this how your boy, he got his business started. One turn to two beats, two turn to four. Four turn to eight beats, and eight turn to more. More turn to minute, minute turn to plenty. Soon I was the villain with the skinny for the spinning. I got married early, first love was the truest. I ain't talking about no woman, dog. Talking about the gift I was given, let me use it. Talking about the years of clearing up my own delusions. Talking about infinite beginners, one conclusion. Me on top of the world, throwing my deuces. Stand alone with my arms out. Tall like a king, no queen with his pawns out. Knights calling bishop, rook shook, hey, they all out. Now it's just me standing tall from a crawl. Wow, I done sat idle, I done crawled, I done stood, I done walked, I done ran for the title of the greatest thing you never heard. So embrace me, I'm giving all of me now. Before your boy got dubbed Mr. Double Eight, I was making something great with the likes of Double Eight. That's the markers up for money, yeah, my homie Dope D. Fill me up with confidence, I hit him with some dope D. Don't be thinking that your boy gon' play soft. I thrilled him with them killers and gorillas off and face off. Lil J Black, Big E, the Dominican. Chino Red got my back more than anything. Double H face off, Piano Man is nice boy. One more ingredient, Cayenne the spice boy. Product of the N.O. Havoc, Ricka like Katrina. Swagger and demeanor, that's my squad, that's my team. Together, yeah, we made hardcore records. And the only thing that taught me was a hardcore lesson. Believe in yourself, trust in your own. You're the only one you got till you're dead and you're gone. Embrace me, stand alone with my arms out. Tall like a king, no queen with his pawns out. Knight, calm, bishop, rook, shook, hey, they all out. Now it's just me standing tall from a crawl. I done sat idle, I done crawled, I done stood, I done walked, I done ran for the title of the greatest thing you never heard until now. So embrace me, I'm giving all of me now. Beyond the maniacs, rock, dramatized shirt. That's my label, yeah, it hurt, but I couldn't make it work. This before YouTube and before MySpace. And the only way you heard is if you had nice cake like a bakery. Maybe if you worked at the station, you could debut your song in heavy rotation. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, do your thing. Chris lover lover, yeah, he really had a plan. But now, embrace me as a lawless entity, seeking and destroying everything in my vicinity. You finna see, you finna be a witness to this trilogy. Piano Man, aka the man of D's the ivory. Embrace me like a savior, cause I am. I'm the savior that's gon' save you from the so-called music fam. I'm the man, remember me standing in your face with his arms up, waiting for the world's embrace. Embrace me, embrace me.
Welcome back, welcome back. Again, tonight's topic is Confession Chronicles, dot, dot, dot. Be true with yourself. Not to anybody else, but with yourself. When we left y'all off with the question. Something for you to think about is, what makes you and your mate compatible, or what would make you and your mate compatible? In the group, we had a gentleman put, she's a Christian, she likes what I like, she's a good listener, she supports me, good or bad, she has a compatible dream and aspirations to me, she is a clean person, body and home, she can cook, she enjoys sex as much as I do, and like me, she's a trisexual, meaning she's willing to try just about anything. Another gentleman put, if she is truly genuine, real, with good hygiene, someone I can actually talk to and hear me for a change, someone that can take constructive criticism and doesn't smoke, someone who has a sense of humor, someone that doesn't have two all my same likes but doesn't downplay mine. I didn't understand that last part, but that's what it said. So, Ms. K, what makes you and your mate compatible, or what would make you and your mate compatible? Oops, hold on. Ms. K got kicked off. Ms. K, I see that you got
booted off. Yeah.
Oh, just in time for you to answer, but that's okay. I got your back. So what makes you and your mate compatible, or what would make you and your mate compatible?
I think what would make us compatible is similar love languages. He would definitely have to be a conversationalist, so we would definitely have to be able to converse and respect. Like, he has to have a high level of respect for himself in order to have a high level of respect for me. Because I believe in being respectful. So
okay,
even if we have a
fair
difference of opinion, even having a difference of opinion still doesn't equate to being disrespectful.
Disrespectful. I totally agree with you. And sometimes when there's a difference of opinion, some people don't know how to actually respond to that. And then after they initially lash out, they'll come back and apologize because they now understand what they did was not the right thing to do.
Right.
But, LSO, what would make you and your mate compatible? I would say we both need to be goal-driven. The time that we would spend with each other, you know, we make the best of our time. The foods, both liking to travel. We both like, you know, spontaneity sometimes. We get along with each other's family. I'm not saying that I need the family or I need his family or he need my family in order for us
right
to be a couple, but it's great that we can mesh the families and there's no issues, because the last thing you want is to be with a man and his mother hates you and he's a mama's boy, or to be with a woman and her parents dislike you or her brothers dislike you. It makes it a very uncomfortable situation, even though both people, you know, got to do what's best for them. No one wants to be in an uncomfortable position as such. Next question. How are you most comforted when you feel uneasy? No one actually answered that question, so Ms. K, it's on you.
What's the question again?
How are you most comforted?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Comforted. Okay. How
when
am I
you feel
comforted
uneasy?
Actually, I think what really, excuse me, what comforts me is, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm all right. What I think comforts me is listening to Abraham Hicks, which is a spiritual, I would say, advisor on YouTube. And it is very helpful because, you know, the meditations just go into, you know, everything is working out for your greater good. You know, and it always reminds me that even though right now I might not see it, I still know that everything is working out for my greater good. And I believe that. And I know that to be true.
Well, what if your feet is rubbed? When you feel uneasy, do you like that?
Hey, I'll take any kind of massage as long as it ain't hurting.
Oh. Would your massage lead to possibly something else, or your massage is just as it is?
I guess it depends on, like, who's giving it.
Okay, just curious.
Like, who's giving, yeah, like, who's giving the massage? Like, I guess it depends on who's giving it, you know. So if it's somebody that I'm into and I'm feeling, then it possibly could.
Okay, so this is LSO playing, I don't know, doing what she does best in the group. If I was to send you for a massage or send a masseuse to you, would you accept it?
Absolutely.
So you trust me just that much to know that. Okay, I'm glad to know that you trust me because, you know, I would never do you any harm or put harm in your way. That was just a
I know if you want to send me a massage, I better expect a big, muscular black dude. And,
Do he have to have muscles?
Huh?
Or he have to be able to just be able to toss you if you need to be tossed or flip you in, you know. I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody who's a little muscular wouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, but at the end of the day, if he's just massaging me, then, hey, he's just massaging me.
No, but if he needs to flip you to massage the other side, we just need to make sure he's able to do so. That's all. Okay, next question.
I don't know what hot mess you are talking about. But okay, I'm going to just leave that where
you
that
know, like
is.
Like being tossed like a salad. You know how you flip and get
See,
it just right?
That's,
and you, then you put your dressing on it and flip.
Nah, sorry.
And then you get the
you
salad
that,
ready to be eaten.
No, but that's you. You into that WWE. That's you.
No.
You into that
Carolina.
Four,
you know, putting
four,
that Carolina.
Four-figure leg lock and all of that.
Figure
crazy.
Four
that's
leg
you.
Lock. No, but I didn't say that for you. I just said, you know, tossing like the salad. The salad, you can take it, you can do it with your hands,
or you can do it with a
spoon and a fork.
Well, there's enough. There's
or
a,
you can put it
know,
in the bowl
other,
and shake it. There's various
there's
ways
other
of, salad, you know, tossing
there's other
salad.
There's other salads that could be tossed, too, but the point of the matter is, do I really need him to, like, flip me over? I mean, I don't. Necessarily
or maybe that you know guide you into rolling you over because
okay.
You know sometimes
well,
if you
I mean,
get
listen.
A good massage and that massage relaxes you, you are most definitely dead weight. I don't care how much you weigh,
true.
You are dead
true.
Weight.
True.
If that massage have you laid out, I'm just saying.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
See,
next
you
question.
Ask all of this, I gotta think about
huh?
that because I don't know. You might have some. Tricks up your sleeve or something.
I have nothing up my sleeves. Trust me. I have nothing up my sleeves. I'm just making you aware. If I did, I would tell you I'm doing X, Y, and Z, or I would allude to it. But I'm telling you I have nothing up my sleeves.
Damn Virgo.
Okay.
You got to watch them.
Love me. Love me. I'm the greatest for you. Love me. How do you like to be shown they love you? Well, we had a young lady put some real loyalty, respect, and communication with understanding and no judgment. Another young lady, there are a million ways for someone to show they love you, from the smallest things to grand gestures. So, you know, I put, what do you like? You know, you gave like a popular answer, I mean, a vague answer. And she came back and said, I'm a fan of the little things, a single rose after work, a picnic on the living room floor. I like the big gestures, too, but showing me that I was on your mind and doing a little romantic thing just because you want to see me, see my smile, those are the things that I truly love. And Ms. Kay said, acts of service, communication, loyalty, and affection. Is there anything else, Ms. Kay, you would like to add on to that? Did we lose Ms. Kay? Oh, man, I think we may have lost Ms.
No,
Kay
I'm here.
Again.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. I said, I think that's good. I think that's good. I heard everything you said.
I think that's good.
Okay.
Everything that I said is good.
That's it. No more add-ons. Okay. I would say for me, spontaneity, love notes, conversations through poetry and stories. But I realized I didn't answer the question previously. How do I how are you most comforted when you feel uneasy? So for me, that would be just to sit with me, and it can be sitting in silence if necessary. That for me is because we're sharing the same space, the same ear, the same everything in that moment. That for me is everything. And sometimes, you know, I may be in a position where, you know, I may want to talk or look over and say something. But for the most part, to be sitting in silence, that works wonders for me. How do you want to be remembered? Well, a young lady put by my character that explains it all, a gentleman. Actually, I wish some of these married women out here would stop remembering me, especially while having sex with their husband, screaming out my name as they orgasm. And he put LOL. And he put, oops, what I really meant was I want to be remembered for my generous and caring manner. Another young lady, she put, Nina Simone, don't let me be misunderstood. And Miss Kay put, by my heart, my character, and how I loved. Is there anything else you would like to add on to that, Miss Kay?
And how I treat people. I feel that if I can't treat you well, I'd rather not be around you.
Okay, well, all right. Treat me well, because if you don't, I'm telling you. Yes, I said it.
I treat you well. That's why I'm still in the picture. What you talking about?
Oh, sexy, making me blush.
Talk about Willis. Talk about Willis.
I would say, how do I want to be remembered? That I touched your soul from a smile. That touched it. I just showed you love, and I made your heart feel warm. What is something you have done that excites you or excited you? Miss Kay, you put, take my kids to Universal Studios. Is there anything else that you have done that excited you?
I've gone on vacation. I mean, I've gone to Bahamas, and I've gone to Korea. So, like, I guess trips, like going away, being able to travel and stuff like that. Those are things that I really like, and I think those are the things that excite me, is being able to go to a different place.
Okay, so traveling. We'll just sum it up to just traveling because, you know, you travel. That'll cover everything. Okay, LS to the O. Wait a minute, I have to go back down to the question. Ha ha. What is something I have done that excites me? I would say I wore a two-piece bathing suit. And that excites me because I've never worn a two-piece bathing suit outside of a bikini. Even when I was a size 14 slim in children's clothing in high school, I never wore a two-piece bathing suit. And this year's birthday outfit was most definitely exciting because it was a sheer and rhinestone outfit that, granted, yes, I knew it was sheer, but sheer in the way it looked on the model and sheer on me, totally two different things. But, of course, we got to play, and we're going to get another song in. We're going to leave y'all with name three powerful words that sums you up. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him.
Outfit.
We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open. Let me blindfold ya. About to take over. I'm ready to show ya something that you said you would need to take notes for.
He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor. Begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs. Put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs,
put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
So next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown. You shoulda joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Shoulda been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Wow, 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 wow.
Welcome back, welcome back, everyone. See, y'all need to be behind the scenes with us. We have so much fun behind the scenes.
Oh, my God.
You know, callers and listeners, I thank each and every one of you because, you know, because of y'all, we are the show, but we are the show because of you. You help make the show.
Mm-hmm.
Name three powerful words that sums you up. Well, young lady, she put sure, okay, and no. Another young lady put whatever, I promise you that part. And Ms. K put no, bye, and I'm good. Ms. K, do you have another set of three words that
another set
sums you up? I'm just
leave me alone, you nasty.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Somebody said, oh my. LSO, name three powerful words that sums you up. He said with his Scooby-Doo face, I would say worthy, phenomenal, and successful. Yeah. And I'm sorry, y'all. I was thinking in my head when I should not have been thinking in my head because I meant to play two songs and I didn't. I only played one song. I came back so that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to play one more song and then when we come back, we'll do the next two questions, and then we'll be preparing to close out the show. But I had to queue up the song as well, which is something that I did not do. So hold on. I have 1,001 things going on in my head. Okay.
Jump ship, you took it overboard, overboard. I'm not tied to it, there's no way to win. Keeping score, yeah. You can go away forever. Take her on your way, whatever. I'm not the kind to waste time with you. With you. Keep it broken.
I am so sorry, everyone. I was cooking, so I had to go and get my food out the oven. I didn't know how much time I actually I actually had when I wasn't listening. Don't laugh, Miss Kay, because you know I'm special sometimes. You know I'm special. But I had to do what I had to do, you know. I got to eat tomorrow. Look, sugar mama got to eat. Okay, very well, thank you. Thank you, I love you more. Okay. Compliment yourself. Stop it. Well, Miss K put, I am a force to be reckoned with. And she put a meme with Drake pointing. Is there anything else? Any other compliments you would like to give yourself?
Any compliments? Oh, I think I did give myself some compliments.
You just gave
I'm
one.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
I like that.
I am. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of my evolution. I'm proud of how I've handled situations that were very difficult and uncomfortable, and I still managed to choose me over it instead of giving in to the emotion of the situation, because it would have turned around and made me look like the bad guy. So I didn't give in to it. So I'm proud of that. You know, that's growth. That's evolution. I'm proud of the things that I've accomplished. I'm proud of the two young men that I'm raising. So I'm proud of myself.
I like that.
I've accomplished a lot.
I'm proud of myself as well. So compliment yourself. And, you know, a lot of times we don't give ourselves the credit that we should. We tend to look to the amen corner to tell us something we already know. How about we tell ourselves and we make it right for us and stop looking to the amen corner? Because the amen corner is within ourselves. And applaud yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Look in the mirror and compliment yourself. Don't wait for someone to tell you X, Y, and Z when you can do A, B, C without them. LSO, compliment yourself. There is more of me to come. My work is not in vain. And I'm glad I stepped out and I continue to be on the outside because I was made to stand out. I don't need to be within the circle or moving in the same crowd. We can all move the same direction and I can veer off. Why? Because I'm made to stand out. I am me. I am who I am. I don't need to do all of that. Okay. What two things do you plan to complete by year in 2021? A young lady put my education and my business off the ground. A gentleman put my business off the ground and my principal's license. Miss K put my total energy into my business. And I say to each and every one of you who have mentioned about your business and what you want to start or what you already started, I pray much success for you and whatever your business venture is. And note that in the midst of you starting your business, you're going to drop some friends and maybe some family members by the wayside because not everyone supports your vision and or not everyone understands your vision and not everyone is willing to put in the work and travel on your journey. Know that this is your journey. And just because you want to start a business and you are about your business to start your business, this is your journey. This is what you want to do, not what your family and friends want you to do or want to do. So just know you may be dropping off some people by the wayside because they don't understand your mindset. you're going to move differently now. When you become an entrepreneur, you move differently. And you also move in different circles of people. I always say if you want to do something or be something, you need to be in that circle of what it is that you want so that you can learn and advance yourself, and it'll help you get to where you want to be. If, you know, you want to be a politician, you shouldn't be a construction worker because they do two different things. So you need to put yourself in the arena of maybe lawyers, judges, I mean, you know, something along those lines, or maybe, what is that, when you volunteer, when people are running for assemblymen or councilmen, you know, put yourself where you want to see yourself so that it'll help you get there sooner rather than later. For myself, what two things do I plan to complete by year in 2021? One is my calendar, and two is my greeting cards. I have purchased the stuff last year, and I've done nothing with it. I created a template for myself of what I want things to say or look like, and my excuse was because the person that I had that I want to draw my visions, they never did it or they never got back to me or whatever the case may be. And that was just my excuse for not moving forward with doing so. So now one of the things I want to complete is my greeting cards. And then I realized I don't need anyone to draw anything for me. One, I can draw. I haven't drawn in a long time. But I can sketch something if I need to. And two, be like Oprah. Oprah is on every magazine. Why can't I do that? I can take images of myself and put it where I need it to be for what it is that I'm saying, or, you know, put myself in a caricature and present my greeting cards. So that was just my ploy, and I know what it is. That was just my ploy of procrastination, so to say, when there's ways around that and I can get it done. So I'll be working on that within the next couple of days. You know, now, you know, New York is back to work fully and you're no longer working from home. So this week is my adjustment week back to working in the office. So, but that's still not giving me any reason to not work on me. So those are my things that I'm going to be working on. But as y'all know, as sure as the show starts, the show do have to come to an end. This week's birthdays, congratulatories, anniversaries, I'm going to say LSO, yes, is still celebrating her birthday. My goal is to do 50 things for my 50th birthday until I turn 51. Now, these things is some form of traveling. And, yes, I understand the height of everything that's going on in the world, but I'm going to be very cautious in whatever it is that I do, and I'm going to make it work for me. We're going to say happy birthday to Jabbar, Luz, Ma, Hazeline, Tiara, Zena, Sapphire Blue, Debbie, Eduardo, Tia, Nyla, Cameron, Keani, Noodle, Zakina, Daddy Manning, Danielle S., Iris Black, Richard, Zane, Zara, Angelique, and Melanie. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed yourself or you're planning to enjoy yourself. Condolences to all those who have lost loved ones. I had three people. I've lost three people within the past 2 weeks. So I want to send condolences to Norman's family, condolences to Sahi and her family, and condolences to Felicia and her family. Know that we're here with you. We're here for you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. And LSO, you know, continue to add items in her merchandise. So be on the lookout for some new things as well. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or anniversary or something that you're celebrating. Reach out to us and let us know so that you can get an LSO shout out on your special day or your congratulations on your day, because, you know, we're in this together and we are no good without you. So let us know so we can shout you out. Miss K, is there anything you would like to say? Miss K?
Yes. So, yes, I'm here. My program is Queens Let's Fix Your Crown. It's going to launch October 7th and 8th. There are two different classes. It's a four-week free intensive for women who want to learn more about how to enter into divine femininity. So I'm so super excited about this. We're going to be talking about how to, what your love languages are, your personality types, just to help you have a better understanding of who you are and why you are the way that you are. That gives you the power to make changes. So I'm super excited.
I'm so proud of you. I can't
Thank
wait.
You.
I will be participating. But of course, we know how that is, depending on when things are scheduled. But I will support you in whatever way that I possibly can to help you do what needs to be done and, you know, get things going. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, or if you have a show idea, or if you would like to be a guest, reach out to LSO or Ms. K and let us know. We can see how we can make it happen for you. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of PL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. You can give your feedback in the group. Let's show one another support. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any one of LSO 3 books, you have to order from my website. Also, for LSO birthday, I would like to celebrate by selling a minimum of 50 items. The items could be anything. If my merchandise that I have is too much for you, you may know someone that you can gift it to that would appreciate the merchandise. The key thing is to support. Or if you purchase something already, you can still support by purchasing something, and we can have a contest. So there's maybe someone who may want to purchase but can't purchase. So, or you can gift it to someone. So the key thing is, again, is to support. And Ms. K has a book out, and she's also working on her second book. You can order Ms. K at kshep-sff.com. In closing for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride, and we're glad that each and every one of you continue on our ride with us. We hope that you continue on this journey, and it's enlightening to you, it's strengthening to you. You leave here not only with the laughs, you leave here with the cries too, because sometimes the conversations, you know, shed some tears as well. And it's informative, so you don't leave empty when you come to the show. And we give you great conversation and full transparency. This is what we do. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about. Maybe, you know, you get to talk about at work now that everybody back at work. Get to say something to people. We're on tonight's topic, Confession Chronicles. Be true with yourself. Okay, pieces of advice. LSO, pieces of advice. Communicate. Communication is so important, and so many people miss out on that opportunity or miss out on opportunities because they don't communicate. They don't tell someone how they feel or what it is they're looking for or what it is they're interested in or what it is that will make what it is that they're doing better. Tell him or her whatever it is that needs to be told and address the situation when it happens. Don't sit and simmer on a situation, because when you do that, when you explode, it's like a landmine. Everything, just every step you take is going to be an explosion, and that's hell. So listen, be sure to communicate so that it'll make things easier. Be sure this is what you want. And when I say this is what you want, whatever it is, be sure that is what you want and you don't feel like you're being forced because it's something that you're comfortable with or something that you're familiar with. So you stay in relationships longer than you should. And when I say relationships, not necessarily a dating relationship, relationships such as work relationships or business, any form of business relationships or relationships with a mate because it's familiar to you. Get out of that. Own up to what you need to do and hold yourself accountable and take action. Make sure it is a healthy decision. Whatever decision you make, make sure you're making it for you and you're not making it for anyone else. But know that when you make decisions, that impacts others around you. Also remember that once you address an issue, let the issue go. If you say you forgive them, but you don't want to forget, that's fine. But don't keep reliving it or bringing it up every time a different situation happens, because that right there, it's not going to help. It's not easy. What it's doing is it's not allowing you to live because you're still living in the past. It's not allowing you to move forward in your future. Forget this, but in your future. I hope you
can
all
I add
had
to
an
that?
Amazing. Yes, what would you like to say?
Real quick, really quickly, I just want to add to that. If you're doing that, that means there are things that are still unresolved and you're not being honest with yourself or that person. So I would suggest you get to the root of what's really going on if you keep bringing up the past, because there's parts of it that's not resolved and you need to work on that and resolve it. That's all I want to say.
I agree. I hope that you had an amazing weekend and you are living in your true self, because I know I had an amazing weekend. Of course, yes, I'm still celebrating my birthday and I'm just doing whatever it is I want. I actually turned 50 and I am enjoying being 50. So I suggest whatever age you are, enjoy your age, enjoy stepping in your greatness, and enjoy beginning to shine. Now is the time for you to step out of those little holes that you're in and shine, live, begin living. A lot of us was just existing. Now it's time to live. Remember to love on yourself. Why? Because you deserve. That is my favorite line. You deserve. Look in the mirror every day and embrace who you are becoming, and who you left behind. Don't go back and revisit what you left behind, because if you keep looking behind you, you're going to bump your head in front of you when you should have detoured or did something else. We must tell ourselves a powerful affirmation, and we need to live in it. We need to walk in it. We need to thrive in it. Why? Because we are our own Amen Corner, and we're putting that strength and that courage in ourselves so that we can boost ourselves and move on and move forward. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile just knowing that. Live your best life. Oh, my gosh, I hear thunder, and y'all know I'm scared of thunder and lightning. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in your life. Live happily in your story. You know that you are enough. You are elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight, and we invite you to come back with us next Monday. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Ms. K, what's your hashtag?
Queen's crown and authentically rich.
Okay, yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.
Good night.